what you saw from Bradish tonight more of what you would expect moving forward now. This is kind of the version of him you imagine.
Yeah, that's the KB that we know right there. He did a great job of attacking the strike zone, get the two fastball shapes going. The curveball to me was outstanding tonight. You know, he used it to righties and lefties. He had great bite to it, same line as the four seam. Yeah, he looked really good tonight.
There wasn't much going on offensively until the ninth inning, except for the two home runs. What did you see tonight?
Yeah, it's a funky look with Lopez. He's kind of like the same slot and angle as like a Chris Sale-ish and like Sean Manaea. So the righties, it seems like it's so far away. That's why the sweeper was and slider was tough to square up. And obviously Gunner with the left, he had a great at-bat, the first at-bat. But yeah, he put some good swings on it. He did a good job of missing that barrel.
You guys heard of what was the defensive play called? Sorry, in the fifth, two on, no outs, Wilson
crashes. Yeah, we had, that's where they bunt. And Gailoff is one of the big bunt guys. And so we set up in the bunt play. And as this is from Adley, I guess when Gailoff was getting to the box, they were yelling from the dugout, swing it. So we put the ball in play and found the hole.
I guess it goes without saying, I assume in that situation you would want your infielders to wait until the hitter squares the bunt before they start breaking for the bunt defense.
Yeah, but that's on me. I put the bunt play on. We put it from the dugout. So we were anticipating the bunt, prep work, everything that we knew about them was that's where they bunt, especially Gailoff. So we were selling out to the bunt.
What made Trey Gibson the choice there, down one in the eighth inning?
Yeah, bullpen taxed. Yeah, it was an outstanding job by Trey to cover those two innings for us and kind of reset the bullpen. Yeah, we had not many guys available tonight.
What's going on with Blaze Alex?
Yeah, during defensive work before the game, he just felt something tightness in his calf. So it was a late scratch and he was unavailable tonight. But you got treatment all game and it's not like he should be fine for tomorrow.
You guys are 0-9 against lefty starters this season. What do you think's going on there in general with why you guys are having so much trouble against lefty starters?
Yeah, it's an anomaly right now. I think we're trying to solve that problem. You know, that's why we try to get our guys in here, get at bats, even off of righties, not have try guys sit too long. We just, right now, that's our Achilles heel right now. And us as a coaching staff, we got to solve that problem here very quickly.